Bhakti takes two forms in this world. Activities which you perform with the body, the voice and the mind, but also the form of feelings, devotional feelings, like an inclination to serve in a favorable way. That means to give pleasure to Krishna. Eagerness, gratitude, and also being moved with genuine love. These are all feelings of the Bhakti Bhava. Just yesterday, I developed another feeling, the feeling of urgency. This is what happened. I stopped when I was on Parikram around Govardhan Hill. I stopped in a forest and sat under a tree with my red bag. And I saw how one monkey was there who had taken note of me. I said, don't mess with the monkeys, don't even look at them, then you are free from trouble. So I continued to chant, but from time to time I couldn't help but look over the shoulder, and the monkey just moved closer and closer and closer, and I knew that soon he will jump on me and plunder my bag and so on. But something totally unexpected happened. When the monkey was very close in hearing distance, he untypically went to another tree and he just leaned his little monkey head against the tree, and soon the whole little monkey was shaking. He was crying. This monkey was crying. And I almost got up and wanted to solace him. He looked just so pitiable. Then at one stage, he just looked at me, so desperate, and his eyes seemed to say, I was once a human being, but I acted in a monkey-like way, and now I had to suffer the result. You are so fortunate to be in the human form of life, that you can sit here and do your bhajan. Please bless me that in my next life I can also do this. This is what I felt, the feeling of urgency. Yes, I'm now a human being. I can take a hand, put it in a bee bag, chant or do multifarious services, something which animals can only wish to do. And only those animals who are born in Vrindavan can even have this wish, because in Vrindavan everyone is special, even a fallen monkey.